May 7, Judges 16, 4 to 14. What's the secret? And Delilah said to Samson, Tell me, I pray thee, wherein thy great strength lieth. Judges 16, 6. The Israelites made Samson judge, and he ruled Israel for 20 years. But one wrong step prepares the way for another. He continued to seek those sensuous pleasures that were luring him to ruin. He loved a woman in the valley of Sorek, not far from his own birthplace. Her name was Delilah, the consumer. The Philistines kept a vigilant watch over the movements of their enemy, and when he degraded himself by this new attachment, they determined through Delilah to accomplish his ruin. A deputation consisting of one leading man from each of the Philistine provinces was sent to the vale of Sorek. They dared not attempt to seize him while in possession of his great strength, but it was their purpose to learn, if possible, the secret of his power. They therefore bribed Delilah to discover and reveal it. As the betrayer plied Samson with her questions, he deceived her by declaring that the weaknesses of other men would come upon him if certain processes were tried. When she put the matter to the test, the cheat was discovered. Then she accused him of falsehood, saying, How canst thou say, I love thee, when thine heart is not with me? Three times Samson had the clearest evidence that the Philistines had leagued with his charmer to destroy him. But when her purpose failed, she treated the matter as a jest, and he blindly banished fear. In the society of this enchantress, the judge of Israel squandered precious hours that should have been sacredly devoted to the welfare of his people. But the blinding passions which make even the strongest weak had gained control of reason and of conscience. Samson's infatuation seems almost incredible. At first he was not so wholly enthralled as to reveal the secret, but he had deliberately walked into the net of the betrayer of souls, and its meshes were drawing close about him at every step.